It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. The Motherlode Roundup is just around the corner. It always happens on Mother's Day weekend, and its 65th year this year. It's falling on May 11th and the 12th. Here to give us a preview of all the activities are a panel from the group that puts on the Roundup, the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse. We have the General Chairman Mike Seuss, Dan Dernal, who is a rodeo chairman, and Steve Oliveira, the co-rodeo chair. So great to have you all on Motherlode Views today.
Thank you.
So first off, tell us a little bit about the organization and the history of the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse. I'll pose that question to Dan Dernal.
Well, the posse actually became official in January of 1948. It was considered a working posse that basically at the time set aside some of the local ranchers and whatnot to form a group that in case there was ever a problem that the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Department needed, we'd be there. A mounted posse. Never really were sworn in as a sworn unit, but they were always there. It's basically a service unit. We put on events and help out the community in any way we can. Throughout the years, membership has been included. Elevated. Lost memberships, come back. We've also basically stayed pretty solid for the last so many years. The rodeo started in 1958, was our first year of considered a Motherlode Roundup after going through some earlier years of Sonora Days of Gold Rodeo and things like that.
Mike Seuss, I'll pose a question to you as General Chair. You know, being a Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse, Tuolumne County has a new Sheriff, David Vasquez. Is he a member of the posse too then?
David is actually our president of the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse, and he's just been such a welcome addition. He's opened up his doors, opened up his arms, and has been instrumental in getting the 65th roundup going this year. So we very much appreciate Sheriff Vasquez.
Steve Oliveira, you know, the event is coming up in a couple weeks now, but I know a lot goes into putting on this event and things happen before it takes place. What's been happening leading up to it?
Well, from my aspect, one of the community service things that we do leading up to the roundup is last month for 3 days, we had a lady up in our community by the name of Janet Lemons, and she was from the Cowboys and Kids program. Cowboys and Kids is a nationwide program. They go around to elementary and high schools and do assemblies, and they put on a message, present a message about rodeo. And in addition to that, while Janet was up here, we visited all the elementary schools in the county. We did TK through fifth grade assemblies, and Janet and I, the message that she puts out is she teaches the students about every event in rodeo. She has props, and it's interactive with the students so they can learn what rodeo is about. One really cool part about her presentation is that she teaches about the significance of our grand entry and the American flag and how we show respect to the American flag in our grand entry. Intertwined in her message is it's not just about rodeo. She talks with the kids about she uses terms like cowboy up and be tough and make your own path, make good choices. And she intertwines that into her message about rodeo, but also about teaching the kids to resist bullying and drugs and gangs if you see something, say something. Good message for the kids. And we reached 3,000 students in the county when she was here in 3 days. We were busy. In addition to that, the posse, we give each student a ticket to get them into the rodeo. So what they've learned at the assembly, they can come and see live at our rodeo. And it's kind of cool. We did this for years, and it kind of was absent during COVID and whatnot, but I resurrected it this year, and it's kind of cool because you'll still see kids in the community that we reached years ago, and they'll come up to me and go, "Hey, you're that a guy from the assembly, cowboy up, you know, so they remember the message. And that was really, really fun. And I think it's just a good thing that the posse does for the community.
Yeah, great to pass that info on to the next generation.
Absolutely,
as they
yes.
come up through the county here. Mike Seuss, anything you want to add on that?
No, Steve took that by the horns and did an amazing job. That was, you know, part of the experience for us is wanting to make sure we get the younger generation involved into the Western lifestyle. And it's this is one of the key ways of doing it for these kids and bringing them out and seeing what we do out here. It's just an amazing thing. And, you know, hats off to Steve Olivera for putting that all together and getting it done.
And, Mike, is this your first year as general chairman?
Very first year as general chairman on this.
So what other type of things go on behind the scenes, you know, leading up to put on this event every year in the community?
Oh, there's a huge list, BJ. You know, I'm following in some big footsteps right now. Our previous general chair was Audie Archer, and before that was Al O'Brien, and hats off to both of those gentlemen. It's a huge event we have to put together, you know, from getting sponsors to put on the event, trusting our chairman, such as Dan Dernall and the rodeo committee to go out to Las Vegas and get our specialty acts, get our clown, get our announcers, get our sound guys. We're doing a little something different this year, which we're looking forward to. We're bringing out a video board for the first time. I got to look over basically anything that happens with Mother Load Roundup falls onto my plate a little bit. But it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun for me.
Yep. Can I piggyback on that? There's Mike said a video board. We're really excited. We're going to have a video scoreboard, professional video scoreboard with instant replay. It's going to have, you know, kiss cam, you know, like you see on basketball games or whatever professional sports. So that'll be kind of neat. And with regards to our rodeo, we are having a specialty act this year that we're pretty excited about. A young lady by the name of Jessica Blair. And she does the Roman riding, trick riding. She jumps through fire while she's Roman riding on two horses. It's really a great act, exciting. I think everyone that comes out to the rodeo and sees that is going to love it. If you want to check out her act before the rodeo, you can go to YouTube and just put in Jessica Blair, and it'll bring her up. She's awesome. It's a good act.
We're also bringing out, since we are a PRCA rodeo, we are bringing out PRCA announcers and rodeo con JJ Harrison, who was, if nobody knows about JJ, they do every year they go out to the NFR and they do an awards assembly. And one of the people that's been nominated several years has been JJ, who's our rodeo clown. He's been nominated, and so is our sound guy, Chuck
Lopeman or Austin Lopeman.
Chuck and Austin Lopeman.
Kind of a father and son team.
So we're, mm-hmm. you know, hats off to us because we're not bringing out somebody just to run a scoreboard or whatever. We're bringing out the best of the best to bring to Tolman County.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking about the Motherload Roundup. It is coming up this year, May 11th and the 12th. Always falls on Mother's Day weekend. We have a panel of guests from the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse. We have posse members Mike Seuss, Dan Dernall, and Steve Olivera. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We are previewing the Motherload Roundup on this weekend's Motherload Views just around the corner, coming up May 11th and 12th. Joined on the program this weekend by a panel of guests from the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse, which puts on the annual rodeo and other events. We have the General Chairman Mike Seuss, Dan Dernall, who's the rodeo chairman, and Steve Olivera, who is the co-rodeo chair. We were ending last segment talking a lot about some of the new aspects of this year's rodeo. I'll go back over to Dan Dernall, who is the rodeo chairman. You know, what other things can people expect with the rodeo this year?
Well, first of all,
here we are, April going into May. Our rodeo is considered a spring rodeo, the spring tour, after all the winter indoor rodeos in Texas and Colorado, San Antonio, and all those places have these large multi-day rodeo events. And usually we started off in California in the spring. And it's in full swing right now. Last week, Red Bluff. This week, we've got Clovis, Auburn, and Lakeside. These are all PRCA-sanctioned rodeos in California. Next week, we've got Stony Ford and Riverdale. And on the 11th and 12th, of course, us, the Motherlode Roundup, Wood Lake, Coarse Gold. They have a bronc riding only going on Saturday. And the week after is Redding. So they stack them up right here in the West Coast because of our good weather. Let's hope we get it.
Let's hope so.
Mm-hmm. Coming back this year, of course, is our typical events. Like I said, we are sanctioned by the PRCA. Our PRCA events, of course, is bareback riding, steer wrestling, team rope and saddle bronc riding, tie down roping, and of course, everyone's favorite, the bull riding. Also, we have a barrel race sanctioned by the WPRA, and we can't forget about what we always started off with, the extreme bronc riding, which is always a crowd favorite. Our local events this year during our actual performance schedule is the mutton busting, of course, and the calf scramble. And on Sunday, we do have a kiddie rodeo starting at 12:30. Sign-ups for the local events and the kiddie rodeo are coming up this Saturday at the Posse Grounds between 8 and 12, the 27th. So be early. Get yourself, your kids signed up.
Hopefully we'll see a big crowd of locals taking part.
Yeah, we usually
always do.
Always do. And, of course, Steve and Mike went over some of our specialty acts and talent coming this year. Bridwell Pro Rodeo's doing our rodeo again, of course. And J.J. Harrison, our barrel man. Jody Carper, announcer. And, of course, Jessica Blair, she is going to bring a lot of entertainment to the rodeo, so we're looking forward to that. Our bullfighters again are Josh Darius and Shane Jennings, which did a good job last year. Basically, a lot of the same personnel we had on specialty contractors, which always make sure our event runs smoothly. So yeah, we're looking forward to another great PRCA rodeo this year.
Do you see a lot of the same competitors coming back year after year?
Yeah, we do. It kind of depends on what their schedule is. They don't change a lot. There'll be some events coming up where they won't show up and they've got something else going. They'll travel across the United States to get to something and then try to make it back. But like I say, most of your competitors are on a West Coast swing right now. But they don't have any problem jumping on jets and getting out of here if they need to. Yeah,
we get a lot of contestants from actually all over the world, Australia, Brazil, et cetera. And a lot of our contestants that, because they love our rodeo, are former and current world champions. So we get top-notch talent at our rodeo, and it really shows. I think the fans that come out are going to certainly get their money's worth for the level of competitor that we have at our rodeos.
Yeah, you've got the sport aspect, but even just the opening ceremony is something worth seeing every single year.
The grand entry is a big part of rodeo. Every rodeo has a grand entry, and it's, as I mentioned earlier, it's a way that we show respect for our flag, respect for our country, and it's just always a great thing to see all the Hoopla, the sponsor flag girls ride in, and we, you know, we do a lot of cool stuff at our grand entry, and everyone likes it. And then, of course, the grand entry ends with our national anthem, which, you know, that's all a huge part of rodeo and the history of rodeo.
Also, a big part of the roundup is the queen competition. So, Mike Seuss, what can you tell us about how many people are vying for the queen this year?
That's a great question, BJ. We have four girls this year running for our queen contest. Their names are Savannah Fulton, Delaney Grace, Addison Rose, and Haley Williamson. again, they're also going to have some big shoes to fill because our current queen, Jenna Hahn, has done such an amazing job for us this past year. One of the big things with our queen candidates, is that they represent not only the Motherlode, they represent Tuolumne County, and they represent our rodeo. And they travel up and down the state, going to different functions, representing, you know, our county, which is the most important thing.
So what are the types of different things that they have to do when they're trying to vie for the queen?
You know, that's a great question, Dan. Can you help me out on this?
Well, first of all, they have to sell some tickets, that's for sure. That's kind of a big deal. And basically, you know, that there's a horsemanship day, which means a lot. We do have like a coronation. Mostly they have, basically, don't they have like a quiz too?
They have to take a written test.
Mm-hmm.
They have a speech competition. Mm-hmm. That's part of the Queen contest, where they have to give a speech, and then they have to answer an impromptu question. And then there's also a portion of the contest where they're presented with a piece of tack, horse tack, and they have to identify what it is and what it's used for. And I have to say, I've met all four of the queen contestants. They're all very lovely young ladies, very, very well spoken, very pleasant. And I would just have to say, I'm glad that I'm not one of the judges, because it's going to be a tough, tough choice to make.
Yeah, as you mentioned, it's no easy competition, too. You really have to be a really strong all-around candidate to emerge
absolutely.
As that final person.
Absolutely. And I've met all, like I said, all four of the young ladies, and they're all very strong, strong contestants, yes.
So we talked a lot about the rodeo. Almost as big an event as the rodeo to many in the community is the parade on Saturday morning. You know, can you give us a little preview about what we can expect this year? I'll pose that to any of you three.
So, yeah, the parade starts right down the street here at Subway. 10 o'clock sharp, and you can expect if you've never been, you're going to have a great time, see a lot of cool horses and floats and just community dance crews. And it's a great event. The sidewalks fill up. The chairs are probably going to start going up, you know, 3 or 4 days before the parade. And like I said, 10 o'clock, we ride. The posse leads the parade. Posse Color Guard leads the parade down the street, and we're hoping to have a lot of entries. And it's a good time. It's always a good time. People love to come out. It's nice to see the community come out and enjoy that. And if you haven't been, 10 o'clock Saturday before the rodeo, the parade lasts usually, I don't know, maybe an hour or so. Then you can get yourself a bite to eat and come to the rodeo, which starts at 2 o'clock. So it's a good lead up to our rodeo.
We just announced this morning, actually, that we are extending our deadline to enter into the parade until this Saturday. One of the people you can contact would be Jim Opie, who is our parade chairman, who's always done a phenomenal job every year for us. But over at Opie's Garage, we're looking for more and more entries. Just want to fill it up and make it as big as possible.
A community homecoming of sorts, it always is.
Yes.
Yes.
We need to take one more break. We're talking about the Motherlode Roundup that's coming up May 11th and the 12th. We have some panelists from the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse joining us in studio. Steve Oliveira, who is the co-rodeo chair, Dan Dernal, a rodeo chairman, and general chairman Mike Seuss. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Our final segment coming up in just a minute. Motherlode Views brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
Previewing the upcoming Motherload Roundup on this weekend's Motherload Views, we have three guests from the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse: Dan Dernall, who's the rodeo chairman, Steve Oliveira, the co-rodeo chair, and Mike Seuss, who is the general chairman of the posse. And we've been getting into a number of different things in regards to the upcoming roundup. One thing we haven't talked about is special recognition being given out this year by the Sheriff's Posse to some members of the community. I'll go to Mike Seuss. Can you fill us in on who's being recognized this year?
Yeah, that'd be great. And the three individuals we honored this year, we just honored 2 weeks ago at our sponsor luncheon. But they are all very well deserving. Our Mother of the Year, we were honoring Janie Bosworth. We decided as our top hand, we're going to be honoring the Sonora Area Foundation for all the amazing work they do for our community. And also we wanted to acknowledge Mr. Donnie Wright as our Grand Marshal.
Very good. You mentioned the Sonora Area Foundation. They were pretty critical during the COVID period, too, for the event, correct?
They were a huge asset to us after that little COVID thing we had going around. They helped up and stepped up and helped us out a lot with getting our rodeo back up and running. Not only just us, but they also helped out other organizations around the community. And we felt it was our duty and our honor to honor them no matter what. And they need to have that special recognition.
We had 2 years during COVID that we didn't have the Motherload Roundup. We didn't have our rodeo. And that really had a devastating impact on the posse. And we weren't sure if we were going to be able to fund a rodeo after that. And thanks to the Sonora Area Foundation, we were able to get back on our feet. And here we are today. And we're running well and doing good. So we really need to thank them a lot.
That's great. Mm-hmm. You know, getting into some other events, the Calcutta, Dan Dernall, what can you tell us about what this event is?
Well, you know, it's a local favorite. It's been going on for quite a few years now, and we have an event in the rodeo called the Calf Scramble, where it is a team effort to either tie a ribbon on a tail or pull a ribbon off. We kind of leave that up every year to our chairman, Tim Orpert, how he wants to throw a few things into the works. It's quite a competition. And the neat thing about this is we have a auction on Thursday night before the roundup where each team is paraded and the public is able to auction or to bid on the teams. And it really makes the competition a lot more intense. People have a stake. Contestants have a stake. And this year, for your potential calf scramblers out there, we're giving buckles each day, Saturday and Sunday, for the winning team. So that should be an incentive. Anyhow, and what happens is this is our fundraiser to where we can contribute to the area scholarships and whatnot. It's just a great event. We've had it for many years. It's always been a big pleaser. It's a party at the fairgrounds where everybody can come in and just enjoy, or at the posse grounds where they can come in and enjoy a couple of evenings before the rodeo, before the work really gets going. So, yeah, that's something we always look forward to.
Yeah, so to clarify, the time and location for that event, if people want to stop by?
It's going to be May 9th at the posse grounds at 6 p.m.
And that's open to anybody who wants to come?
We want to invite everybody to this thing. If you have a local business or if you're just an individual, we'd love for you to come down. Last year, we were able to raise over $15,000. And out of that money, we were able to give away over $6,000 to local area scholarships for high school kids. It's just a really good time, a really good event. J.J. Harrison, our clown, and Bojo Dittler are our auctioneers, and they do a heck of a job every year.
And then you mentioned the Queen candidates earlier. Is that coronation going to be incorporated with that again this year?
Yes, the Queen coronation will begin at 4 p.m. That day as well. So come on down, come meet our new Queen when she's announced, and stay afterwards, have some hors d'oeuvres, and let's have some fun and bid on these calf scramblers.
And how about the band review? Is that returning this year?
Yes, sir, it is. It is on May 8th at Sonora High School at 6 p.m.
That's always a popular event for the community to come out and see all the kids before the big parade.
Exactly. It's a great event for the kids. And I like to watch it because the elementary school kids start to watch the high school kids and, you know, they start to feed off that. So they build themselves up really good coming into those high school years.
You know, the Roundup, it's an event that keeps the Western traditions alive. You know, I'm curious your thoughts just on the economic impact that this event has as well.
You know, this rodeo weekend, Muddleload Roundup weekend, brings a lot of tourism to Tuolumne County, not only in form of hotel rooms, but also local businesses. Obviously, we bring in, you know, a couple thousand people to downtown Sonora, and they're visiting our restaurants, they're visiting our local stores, or whatever it is, but they're in town spending money, and they're having a great time, and it really helps out our local economy.
It really hit home for me last year with regards to the economic impact when, number one, when I rode down the street on my horse for the parade, you see all the people there, and it's, you know, just amazing. The other thing was Saturday after the rodeo, we always gather at Embers for a dinner with our stock contractor personnel and various other people that we contract. And driving home from that, driving down Washington Street that evening, I was amazed. The sidewalks were packed. Every restaurant was packed. People were happy, having a good time. And, you know, it was great to see that. And I think that represents just what an impact on our local economy this event has. It's big.
Yeah, in many ways, a kickoff to the summer tourism season here in the Mother Lode as well.
Yeah. Definitely.
And then for tickets for the rodeo, what's the best way to get those tickets ahead of time?
As of right now, the best way to get pre-sale tickets are through our queens that we had previously mentioned. We also have them going out to certain locations. Elaine Wolfgang, who's been an absolute godsend to us, is bringing them to local businesses, and we'll be able to post that on our website as well as on our Instagram page and Facebook where you can pick up the pre-sale tickets. Ticket prices this year are $20 pre-sale, $25 at the door.
Got just a couple more minutes left on this weekend show. Might go around the table one more time. Steve Oliveira, any closing comments you'd like to make?
You know, this is arguably the best weekend event in Tuolumne County. I think so because I love rodeo. I've been involved in rodeo my whole life, both as a contestant and as a production person, to now being, you know, involved in producing the Muddleload Roundup. It's a great time. I've never had a bad time, and it's really, you know, people come up to you and tell us, you know, what a great job we've done. And when you see those people there in these red shirts that we wear, you know, go up to them and introduce yourself. We always like to meet people that come to our rodeo.
Dan Dernal, how about you? Closing comments.
Yeah, just another great Muddleload Roundup weekend coming. One thing that everybody always talks about is it's basically being on the Muddleload or being on the Mother's Day weekend. We have a lot of people coming home. It's a traditional get together for families. They like to come down for the breakfast on Sunday morning. It's just really something that everybody always looks forward to every year. It's amazing to run into people that I haven't seen for a year. And either where you've been, we decided to come home and see Mom on Mother's Day. So it's definitely something to really look forward to, and we're excited about it again.
And Mike Seuss, as General Chairman, I'll give you the last word.
Well, thank you, BJ. For me, first year as a General Chair has been absolutely an amazing experience. I've learned more, not only about the Roundup, but about rodeo in the last probably 8 to 12 months than anybody could ever ask for. But at the same time, it's about the posse giving back to the community. The community is so important to us. We want to make sure we always acknowledge them. Our sponsors, we always want to acknowledge, but we always want to give back. And that's what the big thing is about this organization is we just want to give back to the community who's given us so much. And, you know, hats off to the community and hats off to everyone out there that helps us get this thing together and get it going. So thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you.
Thanks to the Posse as well for putting on the event every year. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host on this weekend's Motherload Views, joined by Dan Dernall, the rodeo chairman, Steve Oliveira, co-rodeo chair, and Mike Seuss, the general chair of the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse. Roundup coming up May 11th through the 12th. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.